This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. On Tuesdays, we cover education as part of our American Graduate Initiative. Today, teaching technology. Just about everyone is using it. And kids are practically experts, from iPads to iPhones to surfing the internet. The issue for teachers is how to get kids to use these digital tools effectively. I visited one elementary school in the Carrollton Farmers Branch District that's finding technology can help students learn. At McWhorter Elementary School, fifth graders in a math and science class are piecing together colorful plastic Lego-like cubes on their desks. They're building geometric shapes and mimicking what they see on their laptop screens for an online quiz. 10-year-old Jayla Parker looks at the image of a rectangular prism. She reads the question out loud.
Miss Smith bought a cube-shaped box to store books. The bottom of the box is the square shown. What is the volume of the box?
Jayla and her classmates work through the problems on their Chromebooks and submit their answers online. Their teacher, Clarissa Cardenas, created the quiz through an online program for educators.
After they submit it, I get a big report, and it'll tell me which kids missed the most questions. It'll give me a grade. I can click on different questions, and it'll tell me how many students percentage-wise missed this one. So that way, as a teacher, I know tomorrow I can go back, and I can say, okay, these are the type of questions we really need to focus on.
Cardenas says this digital approach is better for her students. She says they already love using devices like laptops and tablets, so they're more engaged when they use them in class. The teachers benefit, too. They don't have to spend extra time grading papers at home after school hours.
Because then as a teacher, it gives me more time to go back and look, and it gives me more time to assess them, and I can go back and help them to see what they better need.
More educators are using digital tools with their students, and they're seeking out training. The University of Texas at Arlington offers an online course for teachers on how to best use emerging technology in the classroom. More than 3,100 people from around the world participated earlier this fall. Peggy Semenson is Associate Professor of Curriculum and Instruction at UTA. She helped teach the class.
One idea that's really been emerging lately is the idea of one-to-one initiatives. So where students as young as kindergarten have their own iPad, or they have their own Chromebook, and they're able to work at their own pace using that device.
Semenson wants educators to tailor the technology to help students who need it the most, students with learning disabilities, or students who are learning English. But Semenson says teachers should be mindful of how often devices are used in the classroom.
Too much screen time can be, you know, detrimental if kids aren't interacting with real people, so to speak, and getting oral language development. One of the best ways for kids to learn is just to be for them to be read to, like lap reading.
At McWhorter Elementary, Principal Yannette Cardoza encourages her teachers to use laptops and tablets and online programs in the classroom. Like Semenson, she also wants teachers to use technology wisely.
I think the biggest thing is to use technology to enhance learning. If it's something, you know, that is just going to be something that you can do with pencil and paper, then maybe that's not the best use of that technology tool.
Cardoza says she doesn't want students to just Google definitions. She also tells them to have a plan B if the technology they're using fails or freezes or the power goes out.
You know, it's okay to be nervous at first, but I think if you just learn more about it, you'd be surprised about how comfortable the kids are.
So let me get you logged in. You're going to do your work on the screen while I can see it. There's going to be 6 questions. I just have to enter the code real quick.
Back in the classroom, fifth grader Naomi Etta uses her fingers to write numbers and draw shapes on a Chromebook. She says it's her first time using the device to solve math problems.
It's more funner because you get to do it by yourself and it's on technology. And mostly every student likes technology.
Naomi says doing math this way isn't just fun. It's helping her learn. Stella Chavez, KERA News.